Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Pete, how the devil are you?
I'm good. I've spent the last couple of days being quite outdoorsy, even though the weather's turned back a little cold after a lovely weekend in the sunshine. I have fixed a park bench. We've got a park bench in our garden, and it's rotten. People have not been keeping the upkeep on it. They've not been oiling it with, I think they call it Dutch or Swedish oil or something. But I have bought such Swedish oil. I have also went to B&Q for some spare wood, and I've fixed it up, and it looks very nice, and I painted it. So I'm quite pleased and satisfied with my work this week.
Wow.
What have you done with yourself, you dirty boy?
I know, over the years, it's great. When you go back to the start of this podcast 3 years ago, we always hear what you're doing, right? And it used to be, because you used to live in Soho, in the heart of London, like the busiest place in like Europe, you used to have just drunkards walk past your house and just throw things through your letterbox and cause all sorts of mayhem. I know how far you've come since those days, Pete. Now you're living in the countryside, in a castle, fixing benches. It's such a transition, you know. Your life has really come a long way in the last 3 years.
I can roll the punches and change up what I'm up to. I am a social chameleon.
Yes, a social chameleon. Well, I've got some good news for you, Pete. For those of you who have been long-time listeners of the podcast, you'll know that Pete Donaldson loves his Coolish ice cream. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's ice cream in a pouch that melts as you hold it. When you pull it out of a freezer, and it tastes rather bland, but nevertheless, Pete loves it, and he's gone you've gone a good few months without mentioning it, so I'm quite impressed. But just this morning,
I know,
received an email from Mr. Lotte himself. And it begins, and it's great news, Pete. Get ready. It says, "Dear Mr. Donaldson and Mr. Broad, I'm delighted to write to you with pleasure from Lotte Tower headquarters in Korea with an exciting opportunity for Peter. My name is Mr. Lotte, and I am the CEO of Lotte, who manufacture and cultivate the Coolish brand product of ice cream. Word has arrived at my desk from social media divisions who state that Pete is an avid evangelist of my product. This is very nice. Thank you. Understanding between the team who have informed me that Pete is a voice talent with interest in diversifying into video game voice acting. This is most serendipitous and the basis upon which I write to you. Video game advertising or adver games are a recognised avenue through which products can be elevated within the public consciousness. Research and development teams have created one such game and simply need a voice actor from the eponymous brand hero known as Coolish San. It's Korean product. Why is it Coolish San? Humbly come to you with a proposal, Peter. Would you lend your talents to our brand hero? You're the only one for this job. We are to record only English line voices for this video game, and it's an opportunity for you to launch a famous video game voice acting career. Without you, this dream cannot be realised, but with you, you will be the voice of Coolish San around the planet. Very excited to hear from you about this. In order to move things swiftly, I will organise your trip to the voice acting studio within the UK. Thank you intensely. Warmest regards, Mr. Lotte himself. What do you make of that, Pete? Is this the game changer you've been waiting for?
Yeah, I mean, I read this at 7 o'clock in the morning when I got up, and I can't help but think that I was in. I was excited. I was ready to go. But unfortunately, then I noticed that the email address is coolish.videogame@gmail.com. Now, I'm not going to cast aspersions on Mr. Lotte, the head of the Korean ice cream conglomerate. But I think he's probably got people who could set him up an official website email domain. So... And also, his name was Chris Borad on the message as well. So he's clearly used this before for different projects, for different Chris Broadbaiting projects. But look, if the offer is true, if it's not going to involve me going to a industrial estate on the outskirts of Romford to get my liver taken out or my kidneys taken out, I am game. I am indeed game.
I mean, when the email came through, right, I got like one or two paragraphs in. I was like, wow, is this it? Has Pete finally done it? And that's the sad truth. I was like, I'm so gullible. I thought, wow, Lotte finally reached out to us after a million years of bagging on about coolish bloody ice cream, only for it to quickly fall apart at the realisation that Mr. Lotte has probably got better things to do. And I don't think the CEO is even called Mr. Lotte, but I'll have to check that out later on. We still haven't had anything really come to us, have we? All the products we've shouted out over the years. Kit Kats, Lotte, is that it? What else have we shouted at? We've shouted out quite a lot, though.
Booze. Just general booze. JAL, the airline. ANA, British Airways. We got nothing. We had nothing.
Nothing. Rubbish, innit? Dear, dear. Well, we've got Story of the Week. And it's from Jason from Cheltenham in the UK. And it involves a rather nice man at a restaurant. A rather surreal interaction. It begins, hello, Chris and Pete, long-time follower of the YouTube channel and podcast. I travelled to Japan in 2018 with my then-girlfriend, now fiancé, and two of our close friends. We met up for a tour in Tokyo with a group of 20 people from around the world. We went to Kamakura, the ancient capital with a nice Buddha statue. The strangest and most surreal thing happened, though, while we were there. We'd been on the beach, and the whole group and had decided to split off and look for a restaurant for dinner. As the sun was starting to go down, with our shoes and socks in hand, we crossed the road and found a restaurant overlooking the beach and considered eating there. Struggling to brush the sand off our feet, I decided to sit on the steps of the restaurant when a Japanese man approached me and gestured for me to follow him. My friends watched in hysterics and disbelief as I followed him away from the restaurant, none of us having any clue what was going on. After following him for a few minutes, we were out of sight of the restaurant and in a small residential street. The man walked into the garden of a property and gestured for me to follow him again, which I did. Very brave of you, Jason. He then pointed at one of the garden chairs and I sat down. At this point, he went into the house and came back out with a towel. He then proceeded to wash my feet with a hose pipe and then dry them for me. At long last, I was able to put my socks and shoes back on with ease. With my almost non-existent Japanese, I was able to say, "Arigato gozaimasu." And that, as they say, was that. He smiled at me and then escorted me back to my friends to the restaurant, and they were all still laughing their heads off, albeit with a slight concern as to where I'd been. The man then escorted us into the restaurant and to a table. It had transpired that he was in fact the manager of the restaurant, and we had an amazing meal, and most of the folks came there to eat as well. We stayed for several hours eating and drinking and had a wonderful time before heading back to our hostel. A kind man with an excellent way of getting us to eat in his restaurant. I'm not sure if washing strangers' feet is commonplace in Japan, but it is a memory which will stay with me forever. Thanks for all you do, Jason from Cheltenham. What do you make of that, Pete? Have you had your feet washed with a hosepipe by a stranger before you went in a restaurant?
I haven't, no, but it's almost biblical, isn't it? It's a little bit like Mary washing Jesus' feet with her hair, which is quite the way to get someone into the restaurant for a bit of nosh. I wouldn't necessarily want someone who just washed my feet to go and cook me some food, but I hope he washed his hands. Weird situation.
I love that. I love the religious undertones there. washing his feet with a hose pipe.
Massively.
Although it probably wasn't quite as glamorous when he came out swinging a big green hose pipe and just washed his feet off. But, like, that's great, isn't it? I've never had anything happen like that for me. Never. It's wonderful.
No. You rarely see a shoe buff in Japanese hotels. They're not interested.
Beautiful. A lovely tale there. And it ties in nicely with our story of the week about another heartwarming tale. But I don't know if you can class the last story as heartwarming. It's kind of nice but also strange, isn't it? The whole hosepipe deal.
Foot washing. Heartwarming, foot washing.
This one is
similar.
It's truly heartwarming, but also raises a few questions. A Japanese man has been donating large bags of cash to local schools in Nara City near Osaka before disappearing without a trace. Which is interesting because in the West, right, we have millionaires donating all their money to art galleries and colleges and things.
No one.
They want their name on it, don't they? Yeah. Put my name on it. Donaldson Library. But in Japan, they don't. And this guy, so, three schools across Nara City received a surprise visitor on the afternoon of February 24th. A man, believed to be in his 70s, briefly spoke to staff, saying, "Please, use this for the children," before handing over plastic bags containing 30 million yen, $100,000. He visited an elementary school, a junior high school, and a high school, donating 10 million yen to each. Staff attempted to chase down the old man, but were unable to catch him. The money is now in the hands of the Nara City Board of Education. Well, they'll use it for educational activities at the schools. Before we carry on, what do you make of that, Pete? Is that nice? Is that great? Or is it a little bit shady that a plastic bag filled with cash is being handed over? How could they not even catch the guy? If he's in his 70s, he's not going to be sprinting down
exactly,
the street
yeah,
of Nara, is he?
No, exactly. And also you sort of think, well, look, if you have a sudden cash injection and you're splashing the cash left, right and centre, there will be questions asked. Where have you got that money from? Is it money laundering? Is it, are you a drug dealer? And so what you say, old man gives money to school for children's education. I see drug dealer offloading laundered money to kids to spend on FIFA coins. That's what I'm seeing on this story. But I'm just a born cynic. I'm a glass half empty kind of guy.
Cynical man. Yep. You've spent too much time in London and Hartlepool, Pete. There are good people out there. I'd love to. I mean, if somebody came up to me, a 70-year-old man with a plastic bag filled with $100,000, and then I was sort of standing there holding it, and he's running off down the street, I'm not going to really chase after him and give it back, am I? I can't catch him now. I've got to keep all the money. Oh, he's going too fast with his walking stick. But the identity of the man's unknown. But apparently acts like this are far from uncommon in Japan, thanks to a 1960s anime protagonist and professional wrestler, Naoto Date, better known as Tiger Mask. This Tiger Mask character, right, he used to carry out anonymous acts of kindness, usually to schools or orphanages, and people have been doing this for years, mimicking this Tiger Mask character. And apparently it's not even the first time in Nara that anonymous donations have been made like this. Like back in December, there was another donation of $200,000 towards coronavirus prevention measures. While no one knows for sure, they think it might even be the same man. But whatever his motives, hopefully the money gets used in the right way, and hopefully it'll inspire other Tiger Mask characters to go and pick up this alter ego, put on a mask, donate all your money to a school. It's so surreal.
Love it. I've seen one of the Tiger Masks live. Obviously, it's a character that's been used by a lot of people. But
yeah.
I think I met the fifth Tiger Mask.
No way.
Obviously, this character's been running since ancient sort of post-war times. I met the most recent one. He was doing a signing at Currican Hall, and he was he looked a bit lonely, to be honest. Just a man wearing an old mask, stinking.
It's beautiful. I mean, is it an act of altruism? Is it something more sinister? I don't know. All I know is
we just don't know.
Lots of kids have just got hundreds of thousands of dollars, so hopefully it'll be used in all the right ways. But I think Japan has a problem with charity.
FIFA coins.
I think, from what I heard, charity giving isn't really a thing in Japan. If you, and I need to get the statistics, so I'll do it in an upcoming podcast, I think. But I remember that Japan has like a really low turnout for people donating money. I'm not sure why that is. Historically, it's just never really been a thing. But if you compare like Japan to the UK and the US, it's really low when it comes to charitable giving.
All right.
Yeah, historically, it's been very low. But maybe he can turn that out.
I mean, in America, that's the healthcare system, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Just, you break both your legs, you get a GoFundMe up and running, and that's how it works. And people, just random strangers, have to donate to you.
It's not even a joke as well. Like, over the years, I've gotten a lot of GoFundMe campaigns along those lines. I was, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since I got my first one from someone saying, oh, I like your videos, I've broken my arm. Can you help me? And I was like, what? Mm. Like, I didn't know this was a thing.
There was a lass last week, and I'm a sucker for a good story. It was a young lass who needed new ear, what do you call them? Earing aids, and I'd stuck in it.
Yeah.
Stuck a small amount there, but I didn't know from Adam, but it's just, you know, it's difficult. It is difficult in the US to get any sort of level of care. And you do have to kind of be quite generous. It's bad enough here, but it's twice as bad in the US, unfortunately.
Unless you're well off,
oh, well,
I understand. If you're well off, best healthcare around, right?
And you don't have any pre-existing conditions. Insurance.
Get the Tiger King over there. He'll sort it out. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back after this for the fax machine.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This week at Sukarnov.
On Clash of the Titles, things got a little awkward when Alex, Vicky and Chris discussed the Incredible Hulk going to the hairdressers.
Have you never had a haircut and gone, that is not what I asked for?
I can't remember what it's like to go to the hairdressers.
Oh, God, sorry. That's triggering. Sorry.
That's on me.
Bad move.
Yeah,
bad
absolutely.
Yeah, that is on you. Yeah.
Absolutely. I forgot.
Because we haven't seen you for such a long time. We forgot you've got no hair.
I'm still bald.
So. Yeah, it hasn't grown back magically since we last spoke.
And over on Football Ramble Presents, the On the Continent team have been keeping you across all the European knockouts, as well as a possible title race in Ligue 1 as well.
Icardi can be so frustrating because he can be just one of the most impressive finishers. But you know, when he's not quite on it, he's kind of like the David Blaine in football. Like, he spends a lot of time in a box not doing anything.
Find Clash of the Titles and Football Ramble Presents on your favourite podcast player and listen now.
All that and a whole lot more at Sukarnov.
And we're back to the fax machine. What have we got this week, Mr. Donaldson?
We got a message from Jared from Utah in America. I've been a fan of the Brunch Band channel for many years and recently discovered the podcast. Good on you, Jared. So I've been listening to them while I work. I always wanted to go to Japan and, virus pending, hope to finally do that next year if the world is open. Recently, I caught Chris's live stream on his second channel, and he said he wants to visit Utah in the US. And I was curious to ask, why Utah? Having lived there my whole life, there are some things I enjoy about the state, but I was curious about, you know, what it attracts for you. I'll start the sentence again. I was curious, what about it attracts you? Again, it's not well written. Even worse, read out. Apologies, Jared. Thanks for the amazing YouTube content. Thank you, Chris and Pete, for the fantastic podcast. Why do you like Utah so much? If you like Utah so much, why don't you bloody go and live there, Chris Broad?
A few months ago, I spent like a whole day on Google Earth, and my Google Earth travelling took me to America. And I found myself in Utah, and I was looking at Monument Valley, and then I went across to Zion National Park. Just the scenery, really. It's the scenery of Utah that looks out of this world, and I've never been anywhere that looks like that. From my knowledge, I don't think I've never been anywhere like that, and it just looks incredible. Yeah, Zion National Park in the mountains looks stunning. Monument Valley, I'd just like to get a car and drive around there. The southern end of Utah, quite close to Las Vegas, and then over into Arizona. And of course, near that neck of the woods, you've also got the Grand Canyon. So, yeah, mainly scenery. I don't know a great deal about Utah. I've got quite a few viewers from there who seem pretty awesome, and listeners as well. But, I'd love to go for the scenery. I'd love to do, journey across America with Natsuki or something, and just have, like, some shots of us driving through Utah.
He'd love that.
He'd love it. We've always wanted to do
him
it.
Him with a big, like, Natsuki with a big 10-gallon hat. Beautiful.
I mean, Natsuki really bloody wants to go to the US more than anywhere, more than anything. He wants to go there. And, I've always wanted to drive across it. I still can't believe how bloody big it is. Whenever I look at it on a map and you compare the UK to the US, like the UK is just a joke. It's like half the size of bloody a slither of bloody Florida. So, I'd love to go across the US in general, but Utah in particular, the scenery looks incredible. You've never been in that neck of the woods, have you, Pete? I know you've been around a fair bit.
I've sort of been to Vegas, drove from some San Francisco to Las Vegas, but I didn't go any further than that east.
You didn't go to the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, it just didn't go to the Grand Canyon. No, I didn't have time. It was I was off to do a wedding, weirdly enough. Very, very sort of nothing there until you get to the cities. It's really interesting how they've kind of laid it out.
It's crazy, like there's entire regions that are the size of the UK, but there's just nothing there, like a field, just a mountain. It's just like that. That's mind-boggling. Terrifying.
I hate to sort of like beat everyone like the US around the head, but I do think it's very strange when, you know, the conservative politicians and their anti-immigration stance is so weird, because you're like, mate, I've been to so many villages, so many towns that are just dead. No one's there anymore. They've moved to the cities. Put them in there. Put the people from bloody... put the caravans into a patch of land that you're not using for anything else. It's ridiculous how much space you've got, guys. How dare you?
Put them in a caravan in a field.
So much room.
In Utah. Immigration policy of Pete Donaldson. Sorted. But, you know, I'd love to go to Utah. And hopefully sometime in the next, I don't know, year or two, we can make that happen. We got one here from Gabby, who says, "G'day, Chris and Pete. Greetings from sunny Brisbane, Australia. In the last podcast, somebody wrote about leaving their wallet and passport on a night bus. So I figured I'd write in and tell my story about when my boyfriend lost his wallet in Tokyo. Oh, God. So we were heading in a taxi to a small bar in Asakusa, known as the Wolf Bar. Pictures attached as to why it's called that. And indeed, there is a photo of three cocktails and a man with a wolf mask waving at the cocktails. I don't know anything else about it. Have you heard of this, Pete? It's very much Pete Donaldson territory. Wolf Bar.
No, I mean, the picture that's appended, they went to this bar in Asakusa for an after party for a convention they attended in Toyohashi, which makes me think they might be furries or something.
It does look pretty, Yeah, we'll carry on. We get out of the taxi at Asakusa Station and head to the bar. We get to the bar and say hello to everyone. My boyfriend reaches for his wallet to buy the round, only to realise it wasn't there. Panic quickly ensues as his wallet contained all his cash for the trip. With help from our new Japanese friends, we call up the taxi company on the receipt, and just before my partner almost had a breakdown in a Tokyo side street, we get a message from our friend saying the wallet has been found. We just needed to go to the taxi depot to retrieve it in the morning. We enjoyed our night at the Wolf Bar and head home for the night. And we headed out at the crack of dawn to the taxi depot. We had a train at 10 a.m. to Hiroshima to catch, which was a 45-minute taxi ride outside of Tokyo. We arrive and sumimasen our way into the building. Excuse me. As soon as I walk in, I notice I'm being looked at funny by the workers at the depot. Not in a kind of gaijin foreigner way, but more of a sly, bemused kind of way. Haha, yeah, of course, it's the gaijin who lost the wallet, I think, sarcastically to myself, as we successfully retrieve the wallet, get back into a taxi and head to the train station. On the trip back, my partner starts to check everything was in his wallet and stops, and his eyes go wide as he covers his mouth with his hand in disbelief. What? I ask, and he slowly turns the wallet towards me to reveal, sitting in the wallet's clear display display window, is a Polaroid picture we had taken together in a hotel room back home, with me topless in red skimpy lingerie. No wonder the men in the depot were looking at me so weirdly. Oh dear. All the best, guys. Gabby. Good God. That's a bold move, putting a topless image of your girlfriend, your partner in a wallet that everyone can see.
Oh mate, that is so funny. I mean fair play to Gabby, she's like, I don't give a shit, but he's the one who's embarrassed. She's the one in the lingerie. Wonderful. Oh, I got a lot of time for that story. Great stuff.
Imagine the taxi driver's face as he picks up the wallet. He's like, oh fucking hell, not again. And the foreigner's forgotten their wallet. Oh, what's this?
Oh, that's a bonus.
Yeah, probably made the week of the taxi driver.
There's the tip.
It's a great little story for him, isn't it? Crikey. Keep the stories, questions, wonderful, comments coming into abroadjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back to do it all over again on Wednesday, guys. But for now, no matter where you might be out there in the big wide world, enjoy the rest of your week and we'll see you then. Have a good one.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.